Time for one more thing as we wrap up everything you need to know to get your day started. Now available as a podcast. So if you missed it yesterday, check out the podcast link at WRAT.com. You'll be entertained and informed as you're about to be right now.
Yes, sir.
You remember? Are you old enough to remember when the only way to get ketchup on your hamburger or hot dog was to hold the bottle on a certain angle and tap in a certain spot and then wait and wait and wait?
Right. Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's right. I am.
You know the guy who invented the upside down ketchup bottle is a bajillionaire right now?
Damn it. That's so good. That's so smart.
I couldn't have thought of that.
No.
The guy's name is Paul Brown, and then back in 1991, he had the idea for an upside-down valve.
Really?
That when attached to a plastic bottle, when you squoze the plastic, if you squeezed it, the whatever would come out. And if you just left it alone, it wouldn't leak at all.
That's brilliant, Paul Brown.
By 1995, he had sold the idea to various companies like NASA, Gerber Baby Food, countless shampoo companies.
NASA couldn't figure this out.
Then in 1995, the big nugget came along. Heinz Ketchup.
Heinz 57, baby.
Who parked $13 million in his driveway and said, we'll take that technology if that's all right.
What a brilliant human being.
For an upside down squeezable bottle valve.
I know. Wow. God
damn it, I could have thought of that.
You should have.
I'm just so stupid.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
That's one more thing. Now you're ready for the day. Squeeze some ketchup on it. Get out there and rock it with the Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.